Hi guys, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by me, the voted number one person in the UK, Kat Baker. Today, we are joined by comedian extraordinaire, Mr. Ali Woods.
You forgot that for a moment, innit?
No, I did not forget. I would never forget. So,
hosted by comedian extraordinaire, yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. This is amazing to be on the longest running podcast of all time.
You have been in my DMs begging to come on. You said, please let me go on this podcast. It's such a huge deal. Yeah. I need to be in front of your hundreds of thousands of viewers. And I said, okay, fine.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're welcome.
I appreciate it. I didn't realize it was a podcast. I thought it was some sort of like art installation thing for a long time. But no. This is really nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's all right. No, it's my pleasure, honestly.
So you're a comedian.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But I would say you also make, I say but, there's not a but to it. You also make very relatable content online.
What's it about? I feel like if you do very generic stuff, everyone thinks you're talking about them, so horoscopes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you think you keyed into that relatability?
I think I just sort of dumbed down, basically, my own thoughts. I got rid of any depth.
Yeah.
Got rid of any sort of interesting opinions.
Okay, yeah.
And just thought, like, you know, if I'm eating ice cream, that tastes nice.
Yeah.
I'll do a video. That feeling when you eat ice cream and it's like, oh, yum. Everyone shares on their story. They're like, oh my God, this is me. And, you know, 100,000 followers later, bush.
You've broken the code to TikTok. I mean, that is...
That's what it is. And so that's there for everyone else now. You can go and do that. Yeah. Empty your head and start your camera. That's my motto.
So what have you been up to today?
Today, man, crushing it, whatever, woke up, standard. I went to the gym, heard of it?
I have. Which one? Big time. Pure Gym, The Gym?
I mean, all gyms are available. So
yeah, which one do you go to?
Yeah, a good point. I go to the Pure Gym one.
The Pure Gym.
Although I'm thinking of changing because it's not, I've been there for ages and it's not great. I feel like I'm making a bit more money now so I can treat myself to slightly nicer gym.
Might you do like David Lloyd or something?
No, not. I don't want to tell the world I'm a wanker. I just want them to discover that by getting to know me. So yeah, but I'm thinking of like there's an Urban Fitness near me, which is I think maybe slightly nicer.
I've been going to I've done Pure Gyms in the gyms. I've done all that and they're not bad. But where I am now, the nearest gym is like it's a real old school like kind of place where like
a muscle works.
Yeah, it's like one of those type ones.
Wow.
And
we only let one race in.
Do they?
I don't know. As in, they said it's old school.
I think it's more they only let one gender in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Women?
Yes. No,
I mean,
men.
That's 2024. So I'm like, oh, sorry.
So I'm like the only woman there.
Oh, really? Good for you. You're a pioneer.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I feel like the cream of the crop. Yeah, so...
Is that intimidating when you've got all the blokes in there?
No, because I've been doing the gym for a long time, as you can tell. So I'm not intimidated by men, and I won't be intimidated by men.
Good.
And you know, so that's why I go to the gym.
To not be intimidated by men.
Yeah.
Do you feel you intimidate them?
Yeah.
Do you feel like they look at you and go, "What's she doing?"
Yeah, here? Yeah. I think because I'm really hench, I think that when they see me, not only are they intimidated by the fact that I'm a strong woman, they also think she's so hench, she's a little bit masculine, and I'm like very sexually attracted to that. Maybe I'm gay, possibly as well.
Yeah, you're turning men gay. Yeah. I've heard that about you.
Yeah, it's kind of a common theme, actually. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good for you.
Have you ever turned anyone gay?
Not to my knowledge. Mm. Not to my knowledge. But it could be out there. If you're out there, if I've turned you, if I've turned you gay, if you're out there, then, you know, give me a shout. Love to hear from you.
I actually have a friend who generally every girl he's ever dated is now in a lesbian relationship.
He's like the gateway gay.
Yeah.
He's like the the cannabis of that world. You know, it's like you date him and you feel like I can actually go and live this life now.
Yeah, I mean, imagine...
What is it about him?
I don't know. He's a bit of like... I guess he's a bit of that sort of like soy boy hipster type, you know?
Good lad.
So he's sort of... Yeah.
Do you ever think... Is he gay? Do you think... Is it just a beard thing? Are they just...
No, I know. I think...
He's just attracted to gay women.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his type as well.
Yeah.
He might have to look
I mean, I quite like gay men, so yeah, that's sort of... Yeah.
You guys are just increasing the sexual diversity of any city you live in.
Yeah, I like to think I'm sort of, yeah, just like making sexuality more fluid, you know, by like approaching gay men and they're always like, fuck off, but...
But you won't
be deterred. I feel like I'm breaking boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, by not accepting no as an answer.
Yeah, I'm like subverting gender roles.
Yeah.
By harassing men sexually.
That's, yeah.
Mm.
A feminist.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is, I think, a tough... I've never thought how to feel about that because on the one side, your ego I don't think is as crushed because if I dated someone, I liked them and then they broke up with me and turned out they were gay... I think, well, it was a losing battle. What could I do? I could have been the best guy out there. That's not what they're after. At the same time, for someone to date me and then to think, I do not want to be with a man at all because of that. I would actually rather take my chances and live a more persecuted life as a gay person rather than... I couldn't even pretend to like this guy that I would go and do that. That's also quite tough to take.
Well, I did mention on an episode recently... This genuinely happened. I turned a man asexual.
Wow,
you've completed
him. Which
is worse than gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, because that's like literally, like it was a guy I made out with, and I saw him again, and he was like, you know, since we made out, I've realised I'm asexual, and like this genuinely happened, and yeah, so not even like, oh, I think maybe I'm into men. It's like I'm so repulsed by it. I'm repulsed by humans now in general.
Yeah, yeah. I want to retire my sexuality because of that trauma.
Yeah.
Because that has changed like the trajectory of you would stop a species breeding, you know, that sort of, that's your vibe. You would, they would get you in, if there's overpopulation, they'd get you in and start making out with all the blokes.
Yeah.
And suddenly you'd see
a population. Yeah, if China get in trouble again, they'll fly you in. Bring down the birth rate.
And the population decides just to curb it off a little bit, you know, nothing drastic. And it's great because you can just kiss them.
Yeah.
And that's enough to these people suddenly like, I've got to get into fucking
that's enough
games.
To give them ED.
I want to play games. I want to go for walks. I don't want to have sex anymore. That's how they get off.
And that is my power.
Yeah.
Magical power.
You could work at like a Buddhist monastery.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you said something. No, sorry. Sorry. Ruined the flow there.
I don't know. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Buddhist monastery, yes.
Well, yeah, because you could just get everyone's desires, of those carnal desires, out of them pretty quickly. You're like an exorcist.
Yeah.
For sexuality.
Yes. I like that. Are you religious?
I think I might be after this podcast, yeah. I.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Drive me to religion. Mm. I think it's good to repent the sins of them. I'm not religious, and in fact, my parents were pretty anti-religion.
Really?
Yeah.
But did you... I get the impression, you went to a Church of England school.
Of course.
Yeah.
You got to play the system.
Yeah.
What am I going to go to? One of those godless schools?
We've got that Church of England vibe.
Oh, yeah. Do you sing hymns?
Yes.
What was your favourite hymn?
Probably like... The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Okay.
What was yours?
I'm not going to probably sing it, if that's okay, but From the Tiny Ant, do you remember that one?
No.
Oh, man, it was a banger. It was From the Tiny Ant to the Elephant, and then it would get bigger, yeah.
That sounds like some modern alternative stuff that I'm not sure I like.
No? Not traditional enough for you?
No,
ants? Why bring ants into it? Ants is a 21st century animal. We didn't have ants back in my day.
Yeah.
You just had snails and we were happy.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that was a big tune. Yeah, someone was playing the theremin.
Did you... Wait, what? That sounds like a thyroid disease.
Yeah, a theremin's like a sort of futuristic instrument.
Oh.
So I was saying like it is a futuristic song. It was like a joke.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Thanks.
Did you ever do religious education?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't have to, chose to.
Enjoyable. Oh, no. Did you do it as a GCSE?
I'm still studying it now.
Can you imagine if you met someone and they were like say you met someone and it was like, maybe like you were dating them or something, and then they were like, I have been doing this part-time course. I'm really into it at the moment, and it's a part-time course. I've dropped $2,000 on it to study RE.
At a higher level.
Yeah.
If you're like, do you want to, what's the next date? Do you want to go Wednesday? Can't Wednesday.
That's my RE course.
Wednesday, Thursdays are my RE
night
course that I go to at the Metropolitan University of London.
I remember they made us watch The Vicar of Dibley.
In RE?
Yes.
That's a cracking teacher. I respect that a lot.
Well, she made us watch The Vicar of Dibley one day, and then the next day she was like, abortion, good or bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how much she hated Dawn French. That's a pretty harsh lesson. Do you think these people should grow up to be?
Yeah.
What do you think of abortion?
I
got told I needed to ask that at some point in this podcast.
Yeah, because this is a debate podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Famously.
Yeah. I think abortion is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should abort as many fetuses as possible.
Yeah, yeah. You're not just pro-abortion. You're like...
You're
extremist. You're an abortion extremist.
I believe in, like... I've been experimenting recently with adult abortion.
Oh, yeah? Killing yourself?
Yeah, like aborting adults.
Oh, right.
From the world.
Oh, other adults?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have you any relation to these adults, or you're just picking them at random?
Yeah, just picking them at random.
Yeah, good. Could be anyone, anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you
get rid of the asexuals first, I say.
Yeah.
What's your point, mate? You're making me feel bad.
Exactly.
You're not going down on anyone. Get out.
Yeah, fuck the asexuals.
That's the new... You've got to have enemies on a podcast.
That's something I want to say to the world.
Yeah.
Fuck the asexuals.
They would hate that.
Yeah. But we love the autistics, because I've got quite a lot of autistic people following.
But we love the autistics, mate. Keep on coming. Have your special interests of this podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got a lot of autistic fans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of autistic and a lot of horny fans.
Okay. Do you think there's... are they different fans, or are there two fan bases, or is there a lot of...
I think there's a lot of merging over, but then also a bit of, you know, separation. What do you think your what is your fan base? I mean, it's millennials, right?
My fan base, even older, over 70s. That's
really?
Yeah. It's people who don't realise they're still logged into Instagram. That's what it is. They're watching all my videos and liking them accidentally, trying to turn their phone off.
Got opinions about eating ice cream.
I mean, they've got not got any teeth at that point, so they are slamming the ice cream. So, a classic Ali Woods fan would most often be a woman.
Really?
Guilty.
Wow.
I guess there's still some good guys out there.
Yeah.
And 25 to 35.
Yes.
That age bracket. Lives in a city.
Yeah.
And probably has a corporate job.
When you're out and about, do you get recognised a lot now?
I got recognised on the way here by the guy checking my DLR ticket. Yeah. They never know who I am.
Right.
So, for instance, that one was a classic one. He's not a classic case. Sort of. Yeah, he went to me. He checked my ticket first, so I didn't go have this one free, but obviously he checked out the ticket first and then was like, you TikToks? And I went, yeah. And then he didn't say anything. And then he started walking away.
He wasn't like, I like your TikToks.
That's it. Then he turned back and went, oh, they're good.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a classic Woods interaction.
Right, okay, yeah.
Most often I get people recognise me as like, do you do videos on Instagram or do you on TikTok?
Yeah.
They don't know who I am. Sometimes they go, I love your videos, mate. And then you go, thanks. I don't know your name. I'm like, okay. But yeah, that's it. So maybe more branding. Maybe I need more branding on that. What's, and your fan is more sort of horny, autistic men.
Yeah. Yes.
Any particular age?
I would say anywhere between 21 and 40, I'd say.
Yeah,
it's kind of what...
Prime.
And they normally go... No, they'll normally say... Although, weirdly, I think I might have more of an LGBTQ audience now, because I had both a gay man and a lesbian come up to me the other day and said, hey.
Can you make me asexual?
Yeah.
I've heard you're the divine kiss.
And I said, no. We've got enough of them in this world. But they, no, they normally, or I've had some be like, actually, this is something I had the other day. So I was giving away, so I was living in Bristol, and as I moved out, I like put my wardrobe on like Facebook Marketplace.
And the whole wardrobe? With the clothes in as well?
No. Okay. Just the wardrobe.
Right, okay. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, for free.
Oh,
because I like to give
free. And I hate to bring it up.
Yeah. And these two guys came to pick them up, and one of them went, I recognise you from somewhere. And as I was standing in this room with these two men in my flat with me, but I just sort of went, oh, maybe. I didn't want to say.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't want to be like...
They didn't have any other questions?
No, he just sort of went, And I was like, Don't know what you've seen, mate. Like, some people say, because I obviously, like, also do OnlyFans, some people are like, oh, I know you from TikTok or Instagram or whatever, but I think some are also a bit like, they don't want to say they know me, because... then they're revealing themselves to possibly be an autistic horny male, which is...
That's the diagnosis. Yeah. They do that in the NHS. Yeah. They show a picture of you.
Yeah.
Do you recognise this person? If they say yes.
Yeah.
They go, I want to tell you, Frank, you are not just autistic, but you're horny.
Yeah.
It's an official diagnosis.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in those two categories.
Yes.
And there's a meetup group. They have a WhatsApp group together.
Absolutely.
The hortistics.
Yeah. what do you call I don't say them, but do you call people who are autistic, like the autistics, or is it like, or is there another word for it?
What do you mean
like, what do you call a group of autistic people?
What's the problem with calling them autistic people?
But is there like a shorter way of saying it?
Tisms
maybe,
the autists.
yeah
I guess you'd maybe have to ask part of the group.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a next meetup you have with your fans.
What is it then? The joke being you're autistic, but you're not autistic. So it's actually a really offensive joke, because making autism the butt of the joke was really not funny of me, actually.
Well, it could be a positive thing.
Yeah.
Saying, well, thankfully we have one of these very talented individuals with us right now.
Yes.
I don't have a diagnosis.
Okay.
Yeah. That's more ADHD.
What about you? Do you have anything? Diagnoses? I like to ask everyone that.
Yeah, no, it's fair. You have to be interesting nowadays. Mm. I believe I'm ADHD.
Okay.
But it's long to get there.
My brother has ADHD and he's ginger. So I think that might be. So there's a good... chance you might be as well, because you're also ginger.
That's
how science
the
works.
Science works. Yeah. The ginger hair throughout your life will distract you from tasks at hand.
Yeah, it's a fiery wave.
Yeah, sort of exactly. The light in your eyes.
Yeah.
Just stops you. Yeah, I mean, I haven't. It's not preventing me. I live a very satisfying and fun life, so it's not preventing me from doing anything. So maybe I don't have anything.
Yeah,
but those sort of symptoms of ADHD would similar, but yeah, you'd have to really affect your life, I think, and go get a diagnosis, because it takes ages and stuff like that. And maybe I don't have it, so I'm probably just like normal.
Yeah,
probably like, I don't know, like good.
Yeah, we don't have enough celebrations for normal people.
No,
I feel like that should be celebrated more. Yeah. To be not diagnosed of anything.
Yeah, it's a clean bill of health.
Yeah.
Where's my parade?
Yeah, where's my neurotypical parade?
Neurotypical. The neurotips.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah.
We're just holding banners that say
neurotypical, Church of England school educated, fair skin.
What made this country great?
Yes. Abso-bloody-lutely.
Yeah, that's our parade. I'll see you at that parade.
So, talking of countries, although we weren't talking about countries at all, you've just been on tour.
I have.
Yeah. How was that?
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was really good fun. I loved it. Have you ever been abroad?
A couple times, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's doing all right. Yeah. I went to Portugal, Netherlands, Belgium, France and Germany. Did some shows out there for 10 days.
Which was your least favourite nation based on generalisations about the people?
So, not to do with how the show went, just the people who lived there.
Yeah.
Who did I get on with the most?
Yeah.
Parisians.
Oh, yeah. The French and the English, I mean, we don't mesh.
I don't even know if it's a French thing. Paris, they're mean.
Yeah.
I literally wrote that as an idea for going on stage that night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you've recently posted that one. Yeah, the skit of them talking French.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very true. Relatable. Yeah.
He's only done it again. Please, somebody stop him. Yeah, so... Yeah. And people commenting on that, and French people are like, this is what it's like being in Paris. I think really they really hate anyone who's not a Parisian in attitude. You walk around that city in Paris, you don't see a smile. You will not see, you could walk around for 24 hours, you will not see a smile. Everyone's glum and they're busy and they want you to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And fortunately the food is nice. So that's good. But
did you eat a few croissants?
Guilty as charged. Lock me up in La Bastille.
Oh, oui, oui, oui.
You said you wouldn't say yeah on the podcast. But,
no, sorry.
But yeah, so croissants, pain au chocolat. You heard of them?
Yeah.
They're pretty good as well.
Yeah, seen some of them in Lidl Bakery.
Yes, they have them in there. Very good price. So,
do you have a Lidl points app?
No.
Because you get a free bakery item if you spend enough.
Is that right? So your life's pretty exciting at the moment, isn't it?
Yep.
So, yeah, Lidl is good, but Paris, the croissants there are pretty banging.
Yeah. So
and the steak frites.
I mean, well, so I'm vegan, so...
You're vegan?
Yeah.
So you have vegan pastries?
No, well, I haven't had a pastry in a long time, but sometimes if you go to fancy, like, hipster places, they'll do, like, a vegan croissant. But, yeah.
And what are they like? Are they okay?
They're all right. I've had some all right. Some are terrible. Some are all right.
It's good you're vegan. I respect you a lot for that.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I'm better than you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's great because it makes me less guilty about eating all the meat I eat.
I've taken some of the weight.
Yeah. My ideal is everyone's vegan and I'm not. That would be wicked. I don't get why people are angry at vegans. I think it's just because it makes people feel bad about themselves.
That is exactly it. To be fair, they don't like to... look at themselves.
But I think it's great.
Yeah.
Because less work for me.
Yeah.
So that's wicked. Because I would like the planet to be conserved. I don't really care about the animals as much. I think that's a full food chain thing. You know, when I don't want animals to be raised in these harmful, horrible conditions. I guess I'm a good guy. And the idea of farming and, you know, having to hunt and kill and eat that, I don't mind that. I'm fine with that. But the planet dying is a problem.
Yeah, I find that like it's not immoral for a human to eat meat. Like, you know, it's necessary in many parts of the world and in periods of time. But yeah, I guess it's the factory farming and all that that's a bit of a bummer.
Is that why you're a vegan?
Yeah.
When did you become vegan?
About 10 years ago.
Wow. So 10 years ago, it's not even that popular.
Yeah. Oh my God. When I did it, it was like, there was no vegan options anywhere. It was like, you were just... I remember when Tesco started doing a falafel wrap, it was like, oh my God.
Can you believe it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you live off of then in 2014?
Carrots and hummus.
Wow.
Or Linda McCartney had sausages out then, so...
Famously. Thank God for Linda McCartney.
Yeah, so we'd eat them. But yeah. Did you have many sausages while touring?
It's a very personal question.
Did you though?
I went to Germany.
Yeah.
Had a sausage or two.
Good.
Some good food as well.
Glad to hear it.
Bit of banter from the lads.
Bit of a penis joke.
Is that a crime now? Lock me up then. Come on, liberals. Go for me. If that's a crime, then you're not allowed to have banter anymore with the lads.
Yeah, come on. Come on. You know let him talk about the penises.
Yeah. I mean, you know who hate that? The asexuals. They're going to hate that sort of chat.
Fucking asexuals.
Asexuals are going to come for you again.
They are always shitting on my parade. Mm. Them asexuals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what do you miss most in terms of food from your vegan diet?
I was a big cheese enjoyer. I was a big cheese person.
I can imagine.
Mm.
That's tough. So do you see like a cheese toast and you think, fucking hell?
No, because now it's been so long that now the smell of dairy and things, it makes me feel sick. So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So like, if people were like doing stuff like frying eggs or bacon or like, yeah, if I smell kind of cheese, it just makes me feel a bit ill.
That's good. That's good for you, man. Mm. That's really nice.
Although,
okay,
when I've been a bit drunk, I've maybe like finished a slice of margarita that like my friend was going to throw away. I've maybe done that.
Do you have to like hand in your card or something? Your badge and your gun. I assume vegans have guns.
Yeah. You. So that was a dark day, but
yeah,
we won't talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. Rock bottom.
Yeah.
Margarita pizza.
But the French, yeah. So you say
back to slagging them off.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I just want to say this, right? So Parisians, they are shitty. But I used to go to France growing up. Quite a lot. We'd go to Brittany, which is the Wales of France, right? Mm. Which you'd expect would be like nice, but people there were shitty too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What were they like to you?
Just like, they just stare at you and they're just like rude.
Really?
Yeah.
What were you doing that they were staring at?
I don't know. I was a child, so maybe they.
I don't want to say it, but a bit dodgy.
But do you know where is great in France? Marseille.
Yeah,
it's the least French place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
people are nice.
I was in Montpellier, and we were going to watch a football match in the Euros in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
This is before your time, and we went to the game was in Marseille, and we
didn't it's the football
get any accommodation. Yeah, yeah, football. It's
big, man stuff. Yeah,
lads, big sport. Mm. Sorry, liberals. So welcome to the real world. There's people out there. So we didn't book any accommodation. Mm. We just planned to get a party and get the first train back. First train back, so like 5:30.
Yeah.
So we're like, this is going to be sick. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Was in a bar, probably that closed at like 2.
Mm.
And mates were just like, this is rubbish, I'm going to wait at the train station. So of the six of us, I think four people just went back to the station to sit there for 3 hours.
Right.
And but me and my mate were like, we've got to find somewhere. We want to keep going. We ended up going to this restaurant that was still open like 4 a.m. and had steak and red wine.
Oh my God.
And it was like this little paradise that when we came back to them later, I met them at the station at like 5:30.
Mm.
We were telling them, it was almost like it hadn't happened. Like we'd had some sort of Alice in Wonderland trip or something like that. But it was gorgeous. So I will say that about Marseille, that whatever this restaurant was that was open at 4 a.m, that would just have us and we shared a bottle of wine and had some root and some steaks.
That is a lot nicer than, I remember when we were like 17, we'd come up for London for nights out because I grew up in Hertfordshire.
Oh yeah, like whereabouts?
Berkhamsted.
Oh yeah, my mate works out in Berkhamsted, yeah.
Really?
I went to school in Barnet.
Do you know who's from Berkhamsted? KSI.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I met him when I was like 15.
Oh, yeah.
He was the same age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And did you chat?
Briefly.
Yeah,
do you know, I remember because he went to the posh private school.
Ooh.
And I went to the state school because I'm a working class hero.
Yes, yeah. I've heard that about you.
Yeah, and
so he went to Berkhamsted, there's a school, because we used to play them at rugby. There was a school, Berkhamsted school.
That's the posh school.
Yeah, yeah, we used to play them at rugby.
And but I did have some friends there because I like to like reach across the aisle.
You bridge gaps, don't you?
Yeah,
because it's sort of no one wants you.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember people like, oh yeah, that's JJ. He like makes videos on YouTube about FIFA, and I was like, what a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Whatever happened to him, eh?
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Hasn't responded to your messages about the pod.
No. Also, my friend snogged Simon Minter.
Who's that?
He's the one of the other ones in the Sidemen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I remember at the time we were like, oh, you snogged Simon Minter. But now he is multimillionaire.
So it's a win for him, really. So you're actually on the villainous side of that story.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're one of the background bullies. Mm. Oh, what a loser. That's you.
Yeah. Basically.
And wouldn't it be nice to have him on now?
Yeah, but instead I bullied him. Yeah. Yeah. So. But did you ever bully people at school? Or were you bullied?
No, I was better than in betweeners level. Mm. But that, I was not one of the top tier popular kids. I was the tier below. If there was like five tiers of school, I'd probably second tier.
Mm.
So I don't remember bullying anyone. There's obviously people we took the piss out of. I don't remember having an agenda about anyone in particular, but looking back, there's definitely people that I would have, if I looked at my behaviour and being part of the group to take the piss out of, then I would have, I'd be very proud of myself. And because they got to learn at some point that they're dweebs. And so.
Fucking nuts.
I'd say it nowadays. So no, I would have probably, yeah, that's probably not fine. I wasn't one of those dudes who was like, you know, being like nice to everyone. If, you know, if we were taking the piss out of someone or joining and that. But yeah, no, I was never bullied either. I was sort of quite sporty and quite chatty with people as well. I don't know, like I don't feel like I was victimized for any reason. But I went to a very weird school. Mm. It was, did you hear of QE Boys? Queen Elizabeth Boys at Grammar School, Barnet,
no.
1573.
Oh, sounds very gay.
Yeah, so that's what we were known as, queer education by the comprehensive near us. But yeah, so it was a free grammar school. It was super.
It was free.
It was super.
So it was middle class, but not like.
So this rich, is part. This is part of it, right? So most people came from quite middle class families because they had to have like a supportive family in terms of like paying for tutors and stuff to order to get into this school. But it was free to go to, so we weren't a private school,
and
we didn't have these facilities.
Though, yeah.
Well, we were more like we didn't have these facilities, and we didn't have this self confidence that people in private school get. But we also were very academic, so we got really good results every year.
Mm.
We're like top of the tables in the UK in terms of exams. So being good at exams was not a bullying offence. The thing that you'd be bullied for was being like really keen and revising all the time, but not like crushing exams.
Mm.
So what you wanted to be was to be at like 98% exams, having not revised, and everyone was like, "That's sick, bro. That is sick."
Oh,
that sort of mentality of our school. So if you were like, yeah, good at classes, and you know, especially if you didn't put a lot of effort, and you weren't seen as like someone to be bullied.
Yeah,
you were revered.
Well, that's good.
It was good for that. Yeah. I didn't develop any social skills, as you're finding out now.
Yeah.
But in terms of the actual academic side of it, yeah, did all right.
So I have a quick little game that we're going to play.
Okay.
Okay. What time are we at? Because that's actually gone.
30 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's
33
good.
Minutes.
Good. We're doing good.
Is that okay? How long do you normally record for?
Like an hour.
Nice. We finish and they always say the same thing. I think that was the longest episode we've ever done. It's never, that was my favourite, the funniest.
that was the longest.
That felt long and it was long.
I've ever done.
Yeah.
That went on forever. God, did Ali not shut up.
Yeah.
So, how old are you?
30.
94?
No, 30.
Born in 94?
93.
Ah, see, I was born in 94.
Really cool.
But we are millennials. And you make a lot of millennial-centred content, like stuff like about turning 30 and stuff.
I've done some very popular videos on that side.
Do you feel like you're up to date with what's going on with Gen Z?
Yeah.
But you're a millennial at heart, is that fair to say?
I bridge gaps, mate.
Okay.
You put me in a room with Gen Zs, millennials, boomers, Gen Xs.
Okay.
I'll not get on with any of them.
Keep it, yeah.
Yeah. No, I know some stuff on. I feel, in truth, I feel I'm a millennial. I feel more in touch with Gen Z than my millennial counterparts because of TikTok culture.
That's, I feel the same.
Purely. Yeah. But in terms of, I feel like, you know, like a documentarian would. Like, I don't understand the culture more, but I don't live it. I don't breathe it. So I don't, you know, it's still a bit, how do you do, fellow kids, that meme.
Yeah. Well, I've got, like, so it's a game. Well, it's not a game. It's very
boring.
It's actually, more like an exam. This is actually about to be really terrible. But,
keep it consistent.
So, so I'm giving you an option of something that's Gen Z and something that's millennial, and you've got to say which you prefer.
Okay. Okay, so it's not which one's Gen Z and which one's millennial, it's just which one I prefer.
Prefer.
Okay.
Yeah, as a millennial who empathises with Gen Z. Okay? You ready?
Let's do it.
MySpace or TikTok?
TikTok.
Really?
Well, I love China. I can't wait for the rule.
They are sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah, well, but they probably are, mate. They're definitely listening.
Yeah.
MySpace was a bit, I mean, we had MySpace, but I mean, I made a website and...
Did you have a profile song? Do you remember?
Oh yeah, a few different ones. I'm trying to remember what. I think at one point...
I had
point,
like Joy Division.
Really? Yeah. Oh, so you were even indie, one of those wankers. Well, you went wanker. Back, you went...
Yeah.
You, not even indie, popular indie music of that time, popular indie music of like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Where you were like, I'm not of this generation. I'm a bit, I don't know, I guess I'm a bit mistaken. Like no one understands me. I was born
exactly
in the wrong time.
Exactly fucking that.
Yeah, and that's how you end up. Yeah, so, yeah, but my, I mean, I remember I had Air Traffic Shooting Stars at one point. That was...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was my song. And I pretty much, I think I had Black Kids, I'm Not Gonna Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance.
Oh, my time. God, that fucking song.
Huge
yeah.
tune.
Yeah. I remember that one. LimeWire or Spotify?
Spotify, man.
Really? You don't like viruses with your music?
Only with my woman. No, again, take that,
that
asexuals. A sexually transmitted disease joke. You wouldn't like that, would you?
Fucking asexual.
You have no idea
liberals.
What I'm talking about, do you, mate? So, yeah, I mean, LimeWire was a disgrace. But what was good is that, now looking back, you're sort of, I was more in tune with the internet. I was like going, sharing files of random people. I was learning that sort of stuff. Whereas now it's all sort of done for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of quite socialist, wasn't it?
Yeah, in a little bit. That's a piracy, you know.
Yeah,
Pirate
like
Bay, do you remember that?
We were doing the, what's it? We were seizing the means of production because we were sharing the music. But now that, you know...
I mean, I was just trying to download a Block Party album, but yeah, that's basically
no,
the same.
No, I think we were having a revolution.
Yeah. And then we stopped.
Yeah.
Because there was actually an easier capitalist answer to the us problems of Spotify. It's good to add it.
And this podcast is sponsored by capitalism.
Yeah. Well, you're looking to make more money.
Yeah, I am. Because my butthole's not doing enough. It's not making
the doctor
money.
Said.
So. Skin.
That's an annoying thing, isn't it, to have?
What, having a...
To feel that I can show my ass, my bumhole. That won't save me.
Yeah. I mean, you know you've hit rock bottom when you're like, I'm going to get my ass out on the internet and it hasn't improved your financial situation.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Skins or Euphoria?
Skins. I've never watched a single episode of Euphoria. I don't know what it's like. Skins was the coolest thing. I remember watching that thinking, and I just thought at sort of 14, 15, I was like, this is what teenage life is going to be for when I get into sixth form. This is I can't wait to have all these incredible parties and all this, you know, drugs and sex and and we're all going to be so hot and everyone's going to be fucking each other. And to be fair, that's what it was at QE Boys. At Queen Elizabeth Boys Grammar School, that's a lot of sixth form was.
To be fair, there was a lot of, I would say, my sixth form, there was a fair amount of... MCAT just came out then.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
No, I never did that.
Oh. Well, it was legal at the time. Now illegal. But it was like when legal highs just came. So, I mean, there was a lot of drugs, but there was very, very little sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if the drug we would have been taking was like Adderall or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what people would have been interested in.
Mm. But yeah, I was living in Bristol recently, and that is Skins is Bristol, and I can I was living that life. So,
yeah, was it like that when you were there?
Yeah.
Yeah, bit of a predator.
Even as a 29-year-old, I was hanging out with 16-year-olds.
Yeah, I heard that about you.
Yeah,
you were the one whose house they were having it at.
Yeah,
I just feel it's nice being young, innit? I love having you kids round. It keeps me young.
But you know what? I was thinking this other day when I was in sixth form. So we were like 17, I think. One of our teachers came to our house party.
What?
That is so fucked up, isn't it?
What's going on with that? What was the justification for that?
I don't know. That's just state school life. Yeah. I mean, she was like, and it was a woman. So she, which.
Progressive. Well, progressive predators.
And she was like, in her 20s. But yeah, she turned up like really pissed to like the house party. It was like.
How did she know what was happening?
Like. I think because it's a small town, she may be like the family maybe knew. I don't know. But either way, it was highly inappropriate.
Did anyone get with her?
No, but she definitely would have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She definitely would have. She was trying. No, 100%.
She definitely would have fucked a guy. Really? I reckon.
But no one fancied it.
No.
Oh, not good looking.
She just seemed desperate. I mean, what kind of 25-year-old turns up to a 17-year-old's house party? Like,
geez. When the 17-year-old, horny teenagers are a bit like, you need to have a look at yourself. Suspension.
I mean, if that wasn't a fucking low point in her life, I mean, I wonder what she's doing now, to be honest.
Mm. Or is she still at the going to the parties?
Yeah, I wonder if she still works at school. Oh, weird. Indie sleaze or gawpcore?
Excuse me?
That's a fashion question.
Oh.
So, like, indie sleaze fashion, which was, like, skinny jeans in, like, the indie era, or gawpcore, which is stuff like North Face, you know, like, outdoor wear.
Oh, yeah, indie sleaze, man. Okay. I don't get this, North Face.
Okay.
Everyone wearing the same very normalised, plain clothes. I think it's quite boring, man. Skinny jeans were sick. We all used to wear skinny jeans, even when they didn't suit us. It was just what you had to do.
Yeah,
I remember this guy at my school, we took the piss out of him for it because he was so obsessed with skinny jeans. I remember we were on like a school trip and he pointed at this bin. He's like, that's like skinny jeans for bins. Fucking insane comment to make. But yeah, I like that, man. Men were less intimidating then, I think. You know, you had these little floppy head guys in their skinny jeans and you could sort of beat them up, you know.
I mean, a lot of them did turn out to be sexual predators.
I guess that's how they got away with it then, actually thinking about that, yeah. Whereas if you wear the sort of Predators North Face jacket garms, then people know to give you a bit of space. Yeah, they did. I suppose they did, actually. That's a good point. It's always they're the guys you worry about. Same with comedy. It's the guys who are wearing the cardigans who are talking most about how unfair it is being a woman that end up being the sexual predators.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got someone in mind?
No, I don't have my cardigan today. But, no. It's just, it's not even people I'm outing as in, like, but it's in the ones who've been outed. It's It's often, that's the types.
So, the legalisation of gay marriage or the Gender Recognition Act?
Which one's my favourite?
Yeah, so do you prefer gay rights or trans rights?
I don't really love either. I mean, it's popular to say trans rights, isn't it? But then, I think I probably have more gay followers than trans followers.
Yeah, and you need to think carefully about your market.
Yeah.
What is more financially beneficial to say right now?
So, I'm going to say gay rights.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I might get on GB News. So, I don't want to go pro-trans rights because then they won't have me.
Yeah.
So...
True.
I'm thinking...
Yeah, if Jordan Peterson...
Sort of J.K. Rowling's, the Graham Linehan's, that sort of stuff. You know, that's good career opportunities there.
Yes.
Yes. Wizard of Romancy gay rights. I mean, there's a lot of big population there. Yeah, because they sort of
run the industry.
Yeah. It's all the same anyway, isn't it, really? So, yeah, I'd probably go... I mean, ideally, we'd be, you know, a good Christian country and wouldn't really be having either.
Yeah.
But I'd probably say...
It's that Church of England sort of...
Yeah. Well, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever happened to Harvest? Yeah. So. Yeah. Now it's just transrist or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Who am I giving my cans of soup to? Yeah.
So, yeah, I would probably say that. I mean, because I also think I've been to sort of gay clubs and they've been quite fun.
Mm.
I've never been to a trans club.
Well, I think trans people are normally in the gay clubs.
I mean, look at that.
Mm.
Get your own club, mate.
Mm.
Yeah, but they don't call it trans clubs, do they?
Yeah, because it's quite a small population, so I guess it would be. I mean.
Is it?
I mean. What about...
That's a very regressive opinion you've got there.
I mean, but also, have you ever been to an asexual club?
It's called Mass Club, mate.
Yeah,
another one. Take that. Yeah. Put that in your weed vape and vape it. Yeah. What do you think? Which one do you prefer?
Trans rights. I think gays have had enough of them.
Revoke them.
Yeah.
Take a turn. Maybe we should all take a turn without rights.
Mm.
Maybe the straights have a turn without
rights. Yes, and the neurotypicals.
And the neurotypicals without rights.
So, the 2008 financial collapse or the COVID-19 pandemic, which did you prefer?
That's a tough one, because both were brilliant for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy both of them.
Did you?
I'm not even joking.
What? How did you enjoy the 2008 financial
because
crash?
Because it didn't matter to me because I was a teenager. Yeah, yeah. I didn't care. I actually came, timing-wise, it came at a really good time for us. I remember our economics teacher talking about that. It was in 2008, 2009.
Mm.
And she was like, you know, aren't you worried that, you know, your guys aren't going to have jobs? And a guy in the class was like, nah, but miss, like, you know, the cycle of economics, by the time we graduate uni, the job market will be fine. And she was like... Yeah. We all sat.
It also didn't. If you didn't really have any money in the first place, it really made no difference.
I had money.
Well, I didn't actually.
You didn't have money.
Yeah, no. So.
Have your fortunes changed?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Okay.
My butthole tried its best, but I'm not rich yet.
Have you got a body part which you're like, look at and go, that's the moneymaker. Yeah, that's made me the most money. Have you got like the stats? Does it go through your accountant?
Sis.
The right index finger.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's hundreds of thousands of pounds in that finger right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Is that like tax deductible, that finger?
Yeah.
Is it insured?
Get it little like hats and things and dress it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Yeah. That's kind of cute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird what people are wanked to.
Yeah.
So, what was that?
I really enjoyed both.
Oh, yes, but, yeah.
I've got to say, to be fair, for my own career, I'll have to go with COVID.
Did you start posting in COVID?
Guilty.
Yeah.
Did you start posting in COVID?
I started posting on TikTok, I think, in 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was COVID time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sex stuff.
Well, so I was posting, so I've been doing, like, webcamming.
Oh.
Right, like, Chatterbait. And then...
So that's people messaging you...
When you're live streaming.
And going, touch yourself.
Yeah.
This and that.
And yeah. So I was doing that, and then everyone's like, start an OnlyFans. So I started an OnlyFans, but like to make money, you have to be big on social media.
Oh.
So I started a TikTok, but my TikToks were like, I don't know, I'm just sort of shit.
I'm sure they're good. I'm sure they're all right.
They were like, I'm just sort of, you know, like mouth along to something.
Oh, yeah. That was back, you could do that in 2019. You could get big off of mouthing a lot. People did that with stand-up. They would just have a good stand-up routine, they just mouth along to it, and then they'd get like 3 million likes on that video.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at that being like, culture's finished.
No, it is crazy how much more effort you have to put in now. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's cool though.
Yeah.
That's a good little trajectory there. Because I see a lot of, because I'm into football, sorry, liberals, that there's quite a lot of OnlyFans people who football align girls. Themselves to a football club. Would yeah. Would you be interested in that?
Well, Bristol County? I know fuck all about...
I don't think they know loads about football. You just post.
Well, we've actually got a... after this, there is another OnlyFans person coming in who does football stuff.
Oh, right.
So, right, I'll ask her, saying, do you know your
what
stuff?
Team does she do it for?
Rangers.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's I imagine that fan base would be pretty hungry.
Yeah.
That's a good one to go for.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying... Yeah, what could... I guess maybe Watford? Because I'm from Hertfordshire.
Yeah. I don't... I wonder if someone's done those. Because basically everyone did started in the Premier League ones. And then they're going into lower tiers now.
Yeah. I did see like a Southampton one.
Yeah.
On Twitter the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
One, a girl, a woman, like... Yeah.
I saw Southampton part on online as well, actually.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking maybe I can be like the comedy tart.
Yeah. Are there no? But there must be comedy only.
I think there is a couple.
I must say I've never been on OnlyFans. So I don't know. Yeah. I've just been to church. Yeah. And. But yeah, there must be comedy OnlyFans people, surely.
I think so.
Apparently, yeah. Whitney Cummings has an OnlyFans.
Ah,
but I don't think it's.
I don't think she gets her.
No, there is someone called like, I forgot what she's called, but it's sort of in that circle, American ones, and she like does post nudes on OnlyFans, and it's like a big stand-up comedian, but I've forgotten her name.
Wow.
Mm.
Good for her. Do you do stand-up?
No, I do improv.
I used to do improv.
Really?
Yeah. No, I lost my virginity.
I started improv because I wanted to try and get in touch with the asexual crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An olive branch.
Yeah. It hasn't.
That was how you started every scene. Mm. Ah, this olive branch. I'll extend it. And they go, oh no, aliens. You're like, stupid idiot. That was your chance. I loved improv. So much fun. Yeah. I used to go to uni. Do you do it with a troupe?
So at the moment I just sort of do courses. I've done a few like shows.
How have they gone?
Yeah, fine. But I want to find a troupe of like-minded individuals.
Right, okay. Have you thought about reaching out to the horny autistic people?
Well, if you want to be in my improv troupe, leave a comment down below.
I'm not sure you want these people.
We shall see. Last one. Kony 2012 or Black Lives Matter 2020? Which do you prefer?
So, you got to say Kony 2012 is more funny.
Yeah. I don't know. BLM was pretty hilarious. That
BLM
joke.
Had some great content in it. Have you seen, you know that clip of the white families on their knees apologising to black families?
Yeah, actually there was some great memes.
That was hilarious. And that guy dancing in front of the army. And that white lady's he's painted like a black power
fist
on her cheek.
Or just a lot of the like the corporation statements were quite funny. Like, we at McDonald's pride ourselves on
diversity in our hamburger.
Yeah.
Hamburg.
So
I actually went on a Black Lives Matter march.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, because there's nothing else going on. And so
it was COVID.
Yeah,
so
it was COVID.
Like, yeah.
Good day out, good fun. I was quite moved by that movement. I'm not gonna lie, I donated to Black Lives Matter.
Mm. But do you know where to, or just a
some website on this? Yeah. This guy sent me.
Yeah. Although there is a big controversy because, like, the people that ran, the American, they like took all money and bought like a big old house. Or
which
something.
Is sort of what I wanted them to do. That's what I was.
Mm.
No, I was glad they had that controversy, actually, because you donate, you go onto the mailing list.
Mm.
And they send quite a lot of emails.
And do you like that or not? What is it?
But I can't unsubscribe.
Yeah. This is the thing, when people put Black Lives Matter in their bio, you know, like on Instagram, it's like...
You know they're a white woman.
Well, yeah. And also, it's like, when do you... it was like, will you put that in? And I see some people have still kept it in, but at some point, a lot of people removed it.
Yeah.
And it's like, when were they like, oh, you know what?
I think we've done it.
I think. Yeah.
We've made the point we wanted to make. It's what a lot of people do. I mean, you, obviously, you know, your lifestyle, OnlyFans, Bristol, now in London, you know. You might be quite an alternative in your lifestyle anyway. I see it in a lot of people. I'm from Northwest London. And so when I came back to London after uni, this is where I'm sort of from. So I felt normal, calm, relaxed here.
Where'd you go uni?
York, uh-huh. North. What about you? Did you go uni?
Yeah, down in Brighton.
Oh, Brighton, there you go. Another tick off the list.
Yeah. Jesus literally. Christ,
you're never going to become an accountant.
I'm never going to get a real job, ever.
But I see it with those people from that uni who came from small towns, smaller towns, live in London, live the London life. Black Lives Matter, go on the Pride marches. I love it all, you know, I'm so... so progressive and blah blah, and now I'm 30. You know,
you don't care.
I still care.
Oh, you care. Oh.
I still care because I have to for my job. But they, you know, then now they've all got these partners who are also from small towns.
Yeah,
who are all very boring, and they're all planning their boring move back to their small towns. And you're like, oh, you're just part of the cycle.
And. They all.
I would never vote Tory. Oh my god! Now they're like they're there.
And they all buy fucking expensive puppies.
That's the. Yeah, that's the precursor for the baby.
Yeah, puppy. I was out.
That's announcing your retirement from nightlife, is what.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, we were out. I have to say, couples with expensive puppies are the most annoying people in the world.
More or less than asexuals.
About to say,
but that's like, a harsh. That's a harsh. Yeah. Document.
Because it's also, but also like puppies, it's like, they make this whole big thing about their puppy. Look, dog's great, yeah, whatever. Like, obviously I'm vegan, I love animals, you know. But like, they make this whole thing, they're like puppies, like,
some of my best friends are animals.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, I've got to get home to my dog or whatever. But it's like, I think at least with a baby, at some point, that child is like, might look after you when you're older. But with a dog, that's just going to die at some point.
Yeah. Okay, not a great way to look at life. I guess.
I like to think if I'm what I'm putting in, what do I get out of this?
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. Well, for me it's those people though that they want domestic bliss. That's never been a factor for me. My house was all like happy families, lovey-dovey parents and, you know, pets and farm and shit like that. But for other people, that is their goal in life, is to have that. So I think it's what I find annoying is the pretense that it's still like, I'm young, you know, when it's just like, go live out in the countryside, leave your flat to some other younger person who might want to live here, you know. Because I agree with you. It's like, it's the shock and the pretense of, oh, I'd love to stay out, but I've got to go look after the dog. It's like, no, you don't. That's why you got a dog.
A dog they dropped $2,000 on.
You know, you got the dog so you can leave. Yeah. So you can go home and go on Netflix and be like, God, I'm so glad I'm losing my friends.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I'm whistling down my social circle. I'm so tired of these people.
And they specifically get those expensive dogs because they're pedigree breed. They end up like having a ton of health problems. So they're always like, oh, God, we've been with the dog at the vet all fucking month or something.
That's a good impression.
Yeah it's just like that. Grr. So it's almost an hour.
Jesus. God. Time's flown by, hasn't it?
Christ almighty. Well, I want to get your opinion on just a couple, because you've had jobs. Yeah,
guilty as charged,
apparently.
Yeah sometimes this feels like work as well. Okay.
And I did ask some of my followers if they had any work problems. So I want to throw a few at you.
Let's,
if that's
hear
all
the,
right.
The,
okay.
The problems of the horny autistic people at work.
So
I can't jack off because I'm concentrating on this Google sheet.
Well, one of them was my boss sucked himself off in the disabled toilet.
Sorry, what?
Someone said their boss sucked himself off in the disabled toilet. I don't know how they know that.
What? What sort of workplace is this? What sort of boss do you have?
Probably
Marilyn
WeWork,
Manson?
I don't know.
Some sort of like gymnast. Is this from the circus?
I have no idea, but that is his work problem.
What happened as well? As he sent around an email. Guys, just so you know, We'll be away from my desk for half an hour. I'm going to go suck myself off in, I'm going to call it the disabled toilets. I'm going to say that's where I'll be, yeah? Yeah.
So just in case.
Me, you get an out of office. Wondering. You're like, boss, can you just have a look at this? You get the out of office. Sucking off.
Yeah.
We'll get back to emails as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Just currently have my cock in my mouth. Yes, I'm still in the office, still yeah. office-based, could be doing this at home.
I mean, it's kind of impressive, I guess. Like,
that would make me rate my boss higher.
Yeah, yeah.
I would just be so, like...
So, maybe that's why he told everyone.
Imagine you knowing that about your boss yeah. and then coming to your desk and be like, yeah, so I just was looking at that document and I'm not quite sure. You're like, what are you talking about? You signed yourself off in the disabled. I'm not going to listen to you. Yeah. I'm not going to have a normal conversation with you. Are you serious? Show me how you did it.
You see, you've never done that.
I've never done that. No. I've not only never done that, I've never understood that. I've never understood.
It's never crossed your mind.
Literally, I've been at all boys school and I've had this chat of people being like, would you suck yourself off? Why would I suck myself off? I don't like having a cock in my mouth. It doesn't matter. It's disgusting for me, my cock. You know what I mean?
If I had a cock, I would try.
You reckon?
Yeah.
But why would you want to put a cock in your mouth if you didn't like that stuff? I don't look at my down at my dick and be like, you handsome devil, I just want to play with you. Like,
well, yeah. I don't know. That's a bit asexual of you, actually.
What? To not suck to myself not off? Not even want to suck myself
yeah,
off?
Yeah, yeah. So now I'm starting to think you might be one of them.
I've never understood that. I had this conversation with a friend of mine and he was like, you've tasted your own cum, yeah? I was like, what?
Oh, come on. But don't you went, think you should you, be... If you're putting it in someone else's mouth, don't you think you should be trying it to see what it's like?
No, I don't care. That's their decision. If they don't want to taste it, that's fine. I'm not going to make them.
That's good to know. That's good to know your, that you don't
checking
make...
your pH value yeah, of your yeah, vagina yeah. before you let someone go down on you, man.
Well, I mean, you might be like, does it smell?
Oh, well, yeah, of course you've got yeah. you know, you've got to spruce it up and you've got to, you yeah. know, like, make sure it's yeah. all shaved and looking good. That's yeah. part of the polite... You don't have to do that, but I like to do that, you yeah. know, But I mean, I don't care about where it comes. That's like tasting your own pee.
What have you not done?
No.
Oh. Oh.
What does it taste like?
I am trying to think of something funny to say.
That's been the nature of this podcast.
But I actually don't know. No, I haven't actually drunk my own pee. That was a joke. If I was like stranded in a desert and I had to.
You wouldn't just taste it?
No. I would only do it out of like a dire need. I wouldn't do it. Which is every Saturday night.
Some people do.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, there was a pretty big movement of people drinking their own wee, like sort of as a sort of health...
Was this in Bristol?
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually quite a Bristol thing.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. So, yeah. But no. No, see, you haven't sucked yourself off, you haven't drank your own wee, taste your own cum.
No, I guess I'm just basic. Look, I'm just trying to get this country back so it's good Christian yeah. values. And, you know, when I was growing up, we weren't all tasting our cum and drinking our pee. But yeah. nowadays, you can't get in the BBC without doing that sort of stuff.
So I've bloody heard. Come drunkers run the media. So, yeah.
That's the secret cabal.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Now, bringing order to the come drinkers. Still a sausage fest. That's how we keep the patriarchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'd love to have you in, but you have to come in your own mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is this world. That's the new world order.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of... We haven't got a lot more time... Actually,
thank God.
But have you got anything that you would like to promote to the millions of people that might be watching this?
Oh yeah, yeah, to the millions. So yeah, I've got shows happening all the time. So go check me out, Ali Woods Gigs on all social media. I do sketches, very relatable sketches.
Yes,
ice cream good. Is about 80% of the content, yeah. and then the other 20% is quite opinionated stuff. So you can check that out, Ali Woods Gigs on all. On all those medias, I've got my own shows coming up all the time, so go check that out, unless You're an asexual.
Yeah. Or easily offended.
Yeah. I'm too hot for TV.
Yeah. You famously make a lot of very offensive jokes.
Yeah. 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 That's why I only gig in the summer. No snowflakes.
Yeah. But I will give you this compliment on camera. Two of my friends went to see you live and they thoroughly enjoyed the show.
That's sweet.
So it's worth going to see you.
Yeah, that's nice. Was that the one when I was in the burqa?
Yes. The sort of
9/11
bit.
Too hot
bit.
For TV. Yeah. It's a good bit.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
It crash and burns, but
it's good bit. Have you got anything else you want to say to the world? Just sort of maybe to the cum drinkers, to the
cum drinkers, the pee tasters, the followers of this podcast. Hey, look, you know, don't worry about it, whatever you're doing. Mm. It's all good. Love yourself.
Yeah.
Life is happening all around us all the time, so enjoy as much as possible. Keep listening to this wonderful podcast with Kat. Keep subscribing.
Longest running podcast in the world.
Longest running podcast of all time. There, keep
number
listening
one
to
in
it.
Philippines.
Number one in the Philippines. You know the Philippines. I date someone who's in the Philippines, who from the Philippines briefly.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they listen to this podcast?
I assume so. Mm. So good to see you again. Just keep supporting this amazing person here who's trying to change the world. Yeah. I don't think for the better, but trying to change the world nevertheless.
True. Yeah. Well, thank you, and goodbye.